Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
NBA athletes to me, especially the wings, Giannis and LeBron, those cats are the best athletes in the world, in my opinion.
Innovator.
Can they go out and play 17 weeks when they have Fred Warner, Quay coming at him and drilling him? No, they don't want that life.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
But do they want to go through this life that NFL players have chosen? I don't think so.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tausch here on Wisconsin's Morning News, sponsored by Kohler Services.
All right, Tausch, is this the beginning of the end for the movies? The box office this year estimated at $128 million for Memorial Day weekend. So that's down from last year, but it is its lowest amount of money made on a Memorial Day weekend, which is when you kick off the summer blockbusters, in 30 years.
Oof.
We haven't had it this low since 1995 when Casper was haunting the screens.
Boy, and the weather sucked. Perfect time to go out and see a movie, right?
What is happening?
Sucked all across the country.
You wonder, you know, I think obviously the movie going experience for us at a certain age was always a big deal. You know, I can remember, I think the first movie I went to back in Marshfield, Wisconsin was Bambi. I can remember going, and that was one of the first that I can recall. And it used to be this, you know, special, you know, thing that you'd go, whether your friends or family or whatever it would be. And now I think with obviously the cell phone and streaming and Netflix and all this stuff, it is kind of dampened. You're seeing more movies released. And what I think happened, COVID, I think, sped this process up a bunch. I think this was going to be a slow drag, but there's still movies that I think really need to be seen in a theater. The last one that I know I needed, it's like our family, we're going, was Top Gun with Tom Cruise. That was one where you get all those special effects. But I don't know if you're going to go and see a rom-com or something else. I think those days are probably numbered. So unless it's a blockbuster of blockbusters, I don't know how long. I kept joking with you guys because I knew I was going to about Oppenheimer. I've been waiting and waiting. Why is it not on an airplane yet? Why? And they held off. And I think that was one of the bigger box office hits of the year. But you have to really be disciplined in if you're putting movies out. And I just don't think there's too much money to be made in the streaming part of it. I do think the days of the movie-going experience is probably slipping away.
I think the other thing that will get me to the theater, Tausch, outside of what you mentioned, which is got to see this on the biggest screen possible,
right,
is the communal effect. If it's a fan film, like, I will insist on seeing whatever Star Wars comes out at the theater because I want to sit next to a guy in a stormtrooper outfit and guys bringing their lightsabers.
Yes.
Like, I want that experience and I want to be in that hall with those like-minded fans.
Yeah, I could see that. I think right now, and you know, you kind of look at the landscape of communities and everything else, and everybody is always, that's why sports are so popular and still, you know, the big, when you start looking at TV deals and all this other stuff, because that's kind of the last bastion. You know, religion is still there. But when you talk about sports and how that gets, you go to Lambeau, you have those experiences, you have something that everybody is kind of on the same page with. Outside of that, it's getting harder and harder to find some of those things that bring communities together. And so the movie going, if the movie makers could figure out ways for that elixir to get, oh, this will bring Vinny to dress up in, you know, Chewbacca, great. But those things, I don't know if there's anything new that's coming out that will do that. It's all nostalgic. Are young people doing that? I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, that's why they keep going after the Gen Xers, trying to figure out how to make movies or
these
shows.
These suckers will come after this.
Why, every movie's a remake or they're redoing something, and they're still pulling out all of us that are 40, 45 plus that still have that nostalgia. What are young people's nostalgic things? Everything is so... It's kind of scavenged through. I don't know what the nostalgia is going to be. Is it Pokemon? Like, I don't know. I'd need some younger people to help me out with that.
Thanks, Talish. Talk again tomorrow.
Yeah, see ya.